Guys, what's up? So welcome to today's, not even today, I'm like on video number two, but so I want to talk about how I structure my content production for like YouTube, podcasts, social, and basically with the schedule that I have, you know, with my business, merchant, and school, and a bunch of other stuff, how do I make time and how is it that I actually structure content production? Because I am still starting very early on this and there isn't much traction, you know, which can be very discouraging. But how do I still fit this in, make it a habit so that even over the span of time, if I don't see the kind of results that will excite me, I still do it. So the first thing is writing down, like, what is your target goal for your content, right? So my goal is to pretty much put out one video slash one podcast out every other day. And as we continue to grow, I mean, that's going to go down because, you know, we want to focus more on like long form content. But right now I'm like doing 15 minute podcasts or 20 minute podcasts. And the long term plan is to transition into 1 hour, you know, 1 hour, 20 minute kind of long form content. But how I do it basically is, yeah, first thing is you have to start with your goal with the podcast and thing. And I know that's super broad, but I'll just say find how much content you want to put out during the week and what is the type of content that you want to put out. You know, I think the worst thing that you can do, honestly, is put very ambitious like goals on the quality, not even the quality, like the fanciness of your content and end up putting out nothing or not enough. You know, so like this is a very simple setup here. Like I have my ring light, which is right there, another small mini ring light right here. And then I have my room lighting. And then I have a lavalier mic and another phone. And then I have the Anchor podcast recording thing going, you know, and this is my podcast mic and this is for the YouTube, you know. So if you can do it as simple as that, you know, I literally just put my phone up here, drag over some lighting, put my mics on, and then we're good to go. Right. So that's the thing. It's the first thing is how much content are you actually wanting to put out and what is like what's the logistics or the setup, or I don't know how to put it, but like, how crazy do you want that content? How long is it going to take you to put together or set up or edit, right? But for me, I keep it super simple. Like even if I mess up or say a lot, like I have, I don't really edit it. You know, I just, maybe like later, I guess I can. I just have a really bad cold or something, so bear with me. But the next thing is also, I do these in batches, and I think that's going to be the biggest takeaway for you guys if you're already not doing that. So I like to do batching, and what it is so I have a list of 4 or 5 podcasts that I'm recording right now, like for today, right? So one day during the week, so like I usually shoot on Wednesdays, because my schedule allows for it. So I wake up early in the morning, like 8 a.m. and I'm already 8 a.m. or 8:30, or today if it was like 9. But anyway, so by a certain time, I'm already producing and I put in about two to three hours and I'm done. That's it for the week. And I have 4 to 5 podcasts and 4 to 5 YouTube videos and 4 to 5 Instagram content pieces. You know, so if you can do it like that, like I'm producing content for 2 platforms right now. This is for the podcast and this is for YouTube. So like if you can kind of figure out how to like multi-purpose your content, it is really great. And if you can figure out how to produce content for multiple platforms at once, it's super helpful. You know, and I think the biggest thing here is making podcasts for YouTube. Right. And I mean, making YouTube, it's like both ways, you know, making your podcast a YouTube video and making your YouTube video a podcast. I think that's super smart. It saves you a ton of time. And also, like, for what do you call it? For thumbnails, what I do is I just go on, I upload like each individual video to YouTube. And then what happens is it gives me those auto-generated thumbnails. I think I download those and drag them into Canva. And then that's where I put together my own thumbnails for that. But yeah, that's pretty much it on that. That's actually not pretty much it, but so for thumbnails and then for like the descriptions and stuff. So once I produce it, like once I have my batch content and it's recorded in my phone, I transfer like the five videos from my phone into the computer. And then I auto schedule on like for my podcast, for example, like I can record something like today and I could drop it 3 months from now. So what I do is I have this like automated thing in Anchor. It's super cool. It lets you do that. I don't know about YouTube, but basically I first do my producing and then after that I go ahead and load it into the system and get it ready to release. It's probably not good. But yeah, it's early. I still didn't have my coffee yet. So, but anyway, that is pretty much what I do. You know, I like to keep them in separate things because you can produce the five videos and then let's say that I'm busy, like I'm at my school or something. It's already loaded in the cloud. So then I can go ahead and start putting in my titles, my descriptions, you know, maybe throw in like certain like intro clips or whatever. So that honestly, guys, is how I structure my content production for YouTube. You know, other than that, oh, so if you want to multi-purpose your content from YouTube to Instagram, if you go on Fiverr, like they have this thing called, like they have like these virtual assistants. What they'll actually do is they'll take the words that I'm speaking right now, like whatever I just said, this whole video, which I probably said a lot. But what they do is they take it and they have transcription. So they write down, they give you a script of what you say. So I think that's super helpful. I think you could even put that in the description of the video for the closed captioning. But as far as getting it for Instagram, what you can do is get the transcription, send your videos to like another VA, which is like a video editor. And they can put like, if you see Gary Vaynerchuk's videos, a lot of it is like, there's his video that's going right here. And then the top part and the bottom part, there's like white space. And in the white space, they have like text that has the title. And then on the bottom, it's the subtitles that are rolling, you know? So, you can have that done too. And I think it's very reasonable. My phone just went off. But yeah, guys, I would just say like those are the few things to structure your content production. Make it as simple as possible at first. And like I really, like it depends on what you're trying to do. But I think it's the content that really, and I'm sure you've heard that, the whole content thing. But I really think it is because if what I'm offering to you, like what I'm saying right now, if it is actually a solution for the problem that you have, why would you care? And a great example of this is like if you ever look at the math, like the algebra, like help videos, like for school and stuff and like high school students, they go on YouTube and they're trying to find like an answer to one of their questions. It doesn't matter how shit the video is, but if they find a solution to what they're looking for, people love it. Right. So that's the thing, being focused on what is it that the people want and giving it to them. Right. Instead of procrastinating on how you produce your content or putting out one video every 3 months, which won't get you far. I think you have to, like, though people say, like, is quality more important or quantity more important for content production? I wholeheartedly believe it's a mix of both. And I think when you start, it's a matter of quantity to just have more stuff out there. And then like, you know, soon enough, it has to be quality, no question about it. But if you don't put up enough quantity, like YouTube won't, like, I just ran into the mic here, but YouTube won't give you like you won't have space. You won't have like a space on the search thing. But guys, I hope that was helpful. I'm about to yawn here, so I'm about to turn this off. But if you have any questions, tweet at me. I'd love to help. Yeah, and I hope you found this useful on how I structure my content production.
You just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.